Blog Talk Radio.
I am my mother's savage daughter, the one who out there but comes from sharp stones. I am my mother's savage daughter. I will not cut my hair. I will not lower my voice. My mother's child is a savage. She looks for her in the colors of gold, in the faces of cats, in the falling of feathers, in the dancing of fire, in the curve of old bones. I am my mother's saddest daughter, the one who runs the river with glinting sharp toes. I am my mother's saddest daughter. I will not cut my hair. I will not lower my voice. My mother's child dances in the darkness. She sings hidden songs by the light of the moon, and watches the stars and renames the planets, and dreams she can reach them with a song and a broom. Out of darkness into this world through blood, through pain, and deep in our bones, the dawns are waking to sing them with voices of thunder and rain. We are our mother's daughters, the one who runs the world with words for souls. We are we will not cut our hair. We will not lower our voice.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. We thank you for joining us. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Picka from Michigan. I hope everyone is well, and we're ready to go.
Yes, today is Sunday, October 29th, 2023, Season 5, Episode 49, the topic, Project 2025, The Destruction of American Democracy, Part 1. Part 2, we'll play it tomorrow, and we're inviting everyone to listen tonight, and usually 1 hour after the broadcast, you could download it, or just, you know, click on the link, and, you know, you'll hear the message tonight and what the show is about. So the Heritage Foundation, along with several right-wing think tanks, is trying hard to convert America into a hardcore religious theocracy like Iran. Imagine, if you will, America transforming into an autocratic state ruled by a dictator whose ideology is Trumpism, mixed with extremist views based on Christianity. Democracy would be destroyed beyond repair. It would make Handmaid's Tale and 1984 look like child's play. This is why voting is very important in every election. We will deep dive tonight and dissect the Project 2025, what it is really, and how it would impact America as we know it. They want to gut the federal government, kill people who are LGBTQ, have women barefoot and pregnant, and so much more vile things. It is almost 1,000 pages in length, giving great details on the hopes of how they think America should be. It is a fool's utopian dream, at best, that will never see the light of day in America. And with your help, we must unite and fight against extremist lunatics to save our democracy. Failure to do so would be the end of our liberties and freedoms that our forefathers worked so hard so we can enjoy today. Thank you for joining the broadcast tonight. We appreciate you sharing across all social media. We may not be able to take calls tonight because this is a long thing, and we see somebody have been waiting a long time, but, you know, out of respect, we'll give that person some airtime and everything. Remember to visit our website, kitchenpolitics123.com. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. And before we start, we should take this call and say what they're saying tonight. Hello, Carla.
Okay.
What's cooking tonight? Okay. Hello. You're live on air, Carla. Okay, I guess the person would rather listen. Okay, so let's get started, Lori. Project 2025 is a political plot of the Republican Party to destroy America's freedoms. Project 2025 is a political agenda authored by more than 50 conservative leading groups, think tanks, educational institutions, and publications are listed on its advisory board, including the Claremont Institute, Young America's Foundation, and the Defense of Freedom Institute. Conservatives, under the guidance of the Heritage Foundation, has contributions from over 30 authors. It outlines the presidential agenda should Republicans retake the White House in 2025. The nearly 1,000-page document with language that outlines the us versus them ideology will cause division, not compromise, and unity. The goal is to dismantle three branches of government: legislative, executive, and judicial. Every page has fearful language about the radical left, liberal agenda, and seek to threaten, scare, and intimidate readers into panic and could lead them to vote against their best interests out of fear. The horrible thing hidden in Project 2025, you could say goodbye to religious freedoms. If you go to page 13 of that document that it did, it will highlight the disdain for religious freedoms and the Constitution of the United States. It offers on all citizens the unalienable right to pursue happiness, but replaces the word
blessedness.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, blessedness. There you go. This will force the historic word to fit their religious dogma. And the literal text reads from the Project 2025. Quote, when the founders spoke of pursuit of happiness, what they meant, what they mean might be understood as pursuit of blessedness. That is, an individual must be free to live as his creator wanted. Might is the operative word. The author of Project 2025, they all knew full well that founding fathers meant happiness when they said happiness. They also knew full well that the First Amendment enshrined our rights to worship who and what we please. The First Amendment clearly states, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, end quote. So, you know, the refraining of happiness as it states in the First Amendment as some type of blessedness that, you know, reframing happiness in the First Amendment as some take over from the Lori.
Okay. They are reframing happiness as it states in the First Amendment as some type of blessedness that his creator ordained, goes against the existence of the Constitution, and goes against the basic principles of what America stands for. Will people be free to not worship? Will they be free to worship the creator of choice? The answer is no. Your creator must be the Judeo-Christian version of God, who gets to decide who this new creator is. It will not be you. The authors maintain that the only true freedom is to worship Christianity. It calls for the erasure, aka genocide, of people who do not fit into its strict order, while dismantling many legal protections and regulations designed to protect average Americans. So let's just talk about this for a moment, then we'll go on to the next segment because it's a different topic. So what they're saying is they want to replace the word pursuit of happiness with the word pursuit of blessedness, which they have no right to change because our forefathers put happiness in the Constitution for a reason. They not want church and state to be put in the Constitution. They are separate. Church and state have always been separate. They're separate in the Constitution, and they are to remain separate. But if they take over the White House in 2025, on within 180 days, they have said, they have stated, and I have read, that they have a plan and they will take over, and it won't be pretty. And the whole idea is to become a Christian nation. They don't care about Muslims. They don't care about Catholics, Protestants, Baptists, any of that. All they want to be is a, quote, Christian, national Christian nation. So we have to be aware of this, because this is how they think they're going to rule us, and it's just not going to happen. But if people are not aware, they have been working on this plan for 18 months with all those groups that David has mentioned. And it's, they have had donations of millions of dollars to put this together. And it is ready to go. This plan is ready to be put into action if we lose the presidency in this election coming up. So this is really important. And also I'm asking all of you that you are listening, that are listening, to please share this with others so that the word can be spread. Let's go on to the next segment now.
Oh, yes.
David, did you want to add?
Yeah, so my take on this, like you said, I agree with everything you just said. And, you know, the people in the United States who are Christians, nobody's blasting you for being a Christian, whether you're evangelical, if you're a Baptist, whatever. Good for you, but not everybody believes in your deity. Some people are Muslim. Some people are Buddhist. Some people are Catholic, whatever, you know. And, you know, freedom of expression, freedom of thought, is what America is all about. You know, First Amendment, right? Free speech. Even hate speech that you don't agree with, it's free speech. You know, so you can't come down on people for not being Christian and try to force mm-hmm. them, you know, to follow your religious dogma. It's just not possible. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. And when things like that come, you know, and it usually costs war. I mean, religion costs war. We're seeing what's happening now in the Middle East between Iran and Palestine, mm-hmm. And, you know, Hamas taking over Palestine, you know. So religion should be left out of politics. You know, Thomas Jefferson said it, you know, that, mm-hmm. you know, politics have no business. Mm-hmm. Religion have no business in politics. So moving right along. I'm going to give this person another chance to come in. I guess they'd rather listen from the 313 error code in Michigan. Hello, caller. Okay. Welcome to the show. What's cooking? Would you rather talk or listen? Okay, I guess I'd rather listen.
Okay.
Okay, some trans LGBTQ plus people, they'll be erased. The document labels all members of transgender people pornographic and insist that anyone producing or distributing this new pornography will be imprisoned. The language explicitly targets members of the trans community for imprisonment for existing. They don't have to do anything, you know, they just have to exist. So while mm-hmm. these insane conservatives follow through on such horror, how can they believe that identity can be rebranded as pornographic? That should terrify anyone. You know, so once again, the Judeo-Christian mm-hmm. people, you know, mm-hmm. want the homosexuality and transgenderism illegal, and they want to literally mm-hmm. kill people because of, you know, their sexual preference.
Mm-hmm.
And art will be made illegal. Art is a form of freedom of speech and expression protected under the First Amendment. And imagine, you know, being jailed because of your art. And they labeling it as pornography. Imagine a teacher going to jail for showing Michelangelo's masterpiece, David. As you know, that masterpiece, David, you know, have mm-hmm. a naked statue, mm-hmm. you know, and the penis is there and everything. So then have a fit, a heart attack. So could students express themselves by sketching nudes? No. They'd go to jail. This is a slippery slope and inhibits the freedom of art that what art gives. So dismantling government agencies and taking reins of government, that's a scary thought. But let's look back into making art illegal. So, you know, what one man art is the next man's rubbish, you know, and especially in New York, when you go to New York and everything, there are different art galleries and everything. And it's up to the person if they have taste, different taste and different style. You know, Picasso is there. You have Banksy, who does spray painting, graffiti, and it's beautiful artwork. You know, so there are different types of artwork that make statements, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So because it's not Christian-like, or though, you know, pronounce a religious theme, you know, they may see like a naked drawing or some sort of, they'd say, inappropriateness, like a nude woman or, you know, the pictures of war or something. So they want to make that illegal. And that shouldn't be because, you know, artwork is protected under the Constitution and First Amendment. You know, what's your thought on that?
Well, think about this as well. I mean, and when you go to Europe, especially when you go to Italy, when you go to Rome and all around that area, I mean, there is art everywhere. And there's a lot of naked art because that is what they did back in those days. And there are people that live in that want to replicate it. They think it's beautiful. So who are these people to tell me or you or anyone else what we consider art or what we don't consider to be art? It's wrong. It's invasive of our space, and they need to stay the hell out. That's all.
Exactly.
It's not them. They don't have to buy it, and they don't have to look at it. Just stay the hell away. That's it. Art school is art school. It is, you know, your impression and the way you think, the way you feel. People get all their emotions out when they're doing art. So stay away. That's another insane thing. Let's go on to the next one.
And one more thing before we move on is that, you know, Christians tend to have, like, sexual repression. They think certain things are bad, like sex out of marriage, masturbation, gays, lesbians, transgender. You know, hey, if it don't float your boat, don't do it. It's not you. You know, leave the other person. And what's more big government than trying to go inside somebody's bedroom to say, hey, homosexuality is wrong, you know? You get 20 lashes and a big fine and go to jail for 5 years. I mean, some countries even have the death penalty. And these Christians, Judeo-Christians, who are part of the religious right in America, who support Republicans, want to bring that to America. And we're not going to allow them to because, again, it's freedom of expression, freedom of speech, you know. And nobody, you know, decides that they're going to be gay or transgender, LGBTQ. Science has proven it, you know. So get out of people's bedrooms, stop obsessing over people's sex lives, and just worry about your own life. Yes,
and, you know,
right along.
One last thing before we move on. There is nothing more. They boast about small government all the time, that they want small government. They want to be into every aspect of our life. How is that small government? It's not. It's overreach. So it's do what I say, not what I do. Okay, let's go on.
Dismantling
government agencies. Dismantling government agencies and taking the reins of government. The list is long. The White House Office, Executive Office of the President of the United States, Central Personnel Agencies Managing the Bureaucracy, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Energy, Department of Education, Department of State, Intelligence Community, Media Agencies, U.S. Agency for Global Media, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Agency for International Development, revamped the Veterans Administration, changing disability ratings for future claimants to save money, transitioning essential health care for veterans to private, for-profit corporations and removing the VA's leadership and replacing them with political appointees to serve the agenda. The paper also calls for a top-to-bottom overhaul of the Department of Justice. I wonder why. This includes curtailing the FBI's program against what it sees as misinformation, the reinstatement of former service members who lost their jobs after reducing the COVID-19, after reducing people that were working there, the COVID-19 vaccine, the abolition of what is described as the woke agenda with the Pentagon, gut civil rights protections, and introductory note makes it very clear that the new Republican president should put this in effect immediately. So there you go. So all these agencies. Go ahead, David. I'll let you come. Go ahead.
Yes. So no. You know, these agencies are very important to the role of government and running the government and everything, and the White House office. The ones to centralize power and give the president of the United States power, you know, even, you know, they don't believe in three branches of government that balance out each other, you know. And so because what's happening in the Justice Department, where they're under heavy investigation, Trump and people who supported Trump in terms of enabling him to do what he did. That's why he's on the different four trials and the 91-plus you know, felony charges and everything. So they want to politicize the Department of Justice with their people and put in political people. And that shouldn't be. That has never been the case, and that will never be the case. The Defense Department, the Department of Homeland Security, Energy, Education, the Department of State, they want to get rid of, you know, or like downsize it completely.
Yeah.
You know, so who's that support, who's that helping? I wonder why Republicans want to do that, you know? Imagine if Trump going there and take the oath of office January 20th, 2025, and the move to get rid of all of that, you know, say, you know, just hypothetically, if they have the majority in both the Senate and the House, and either Trump there in the White House, you know, they'd give him all the power and they'll vote to get rid of all these departments that, you know, you listed, and politicize the Justice Department, and arrest political opponents and people who disagree with them, or just people who they just downright hate, you know? Okay. So it won't be a professional civil service anymore, but political goons in there to the behest of Donald Trump and Trumpism and pushing that agenda, which is dangerous for America because, you know, that's what Hitler did. That's what Mussolini did. And we saw how, you know, that worked out. You know, dictators around the world currently do that. North Korea, Iran is a great example of a theocracy. And that's dangerous because, you know, in this republic, you know, that would be bad. That would go, you know, downhill very fast. And, you know, Trump is just a figurehead, for as far as I'm concerned. He doesn't have the intelligence to do all that and everything. He just a puppet on a string, basically. You know, Ron DeSantis is worse because at least Ron DeSantis is a little intelligent compared to Trump. Yeah. Same thing, but, you know, he is probably more dangerous because he's intelligent, went to Yale and what have you. We'll see what he's going on with in Florida, how he has destroyed Florida. You know, so, you know, that's a no-no in our thing. And this woke agenda, let's stop and walk.
Yes. The thing that I want to bring up, too, the veterans part, I don't understand why. You know, we send our soldiers to war, and it makes billions of dollars, you know, for everybody. We know, you know, the ones that make the missiles and everything else. We know that it's a money making thing. And
yeah,
so
the
military
industrial complex.
Yes, they come back, and either they have, maybe they have a brain injury, or they lost a leg, or a hand, or an arm, or they have PTSD, or Agent Orange, or
burn kits.
The list goes on of all the things that they could have. Now, why is it that these people that have sacrificed for our country to keep it safe and everything else, and why do they want to make the Veterans Association private and take away, you know, and make it like private insurance? How is that going to work? We know how private insurance works. Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
people need, a lot of them need care for the rest of their lives. They can't walk. You know, I mean, everybody knows what veterans have been through. I don't have to go through their disabilities. But I am just saying that is cruel. That is cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And then to fire the people, the VA leadership, replacing them with political appointees that have no idea of how to run a veterans association is another slap in the face. So this is why we wanted to bring all of this to everyone's attention. So now we're going to go on to the next.
Mm-hmm. Schedule F, one of the most eye-catching proposals in a plan to reintroduce Schedule F, a Trump-era executive order that was rescinded by President Biden on the first day when he came in. The schedule would reclassify tens of thousands of federal workers, making them easier to fire or plainly said at will, workers who can be fired more easily. So you have the professional civil servants there who is not a Democrat, not a Republican, you know, maybe an independent. But even if they're a Democrat or Republican, they've been in there so many years and are professional at a job and put politics aside. So, you know, when to move that and everything and appoint your political appointees, you know, it's just – The government will be full of not professional civil servants, but political hacks, basically.
And so,
you know, like the post office, for example, which others, the Office of Management and Budget, which is a nonpartisan thing, you know, work with the White House, but is not partisan. The Congressional Budget Office, for example, that will be made political. Just three examples out there I'm giving you. You know, so Donald Trump again and Trumpism, you know, want to pollute the atmosphere with these professional organizations that part of government that is not, you know, political, you know, and the madness continues when they remove necessary regulations. The agenda seeks to stop regulating nuclear power. Again, how can you do that? That one sentence, stop regulating nuclear power. Toxic waste, workplace safety, food safety, pharmaceuticals, air pollution, child labor laws. Well, they get a head start in the South, like Arkansas and Louisiana with child labor laws. That's a show by itself, really. Or any essential activities for keeping people safe. The agenda seeks to dismantle regulations for political points and to make their founders rich. So it's, again, a money-making thing where they want to privatize. They want to privatize a VA. They want to privatize, you know, different agencies and industries who need regulation, you know, because they don't care about air pollution, water pollution, EPA. They want to get rid of totally. We saw that when George W. Bush tried that. They tried to deprive Social Security. They tried privatizing Medicare and Medicaid. And it just didn't work. You know, and this fool from Florida, Rick Scott, the U.S. Senator, former governor, you know, it was in his agenda that he drew up as a Republican platform about privatizing these things. And when, who was it, some congressman, a Democrat, called him out on it, said, oh, no, you're a liar. I didn't say that. It's in written, plain, bold English, what they were trying to do. You know, so the truthfulness is not there with the Republican Party. And there's, you know, political hacks and loons who don't really know what's going on. And their bottom line is to make money for themselves and also the people who surround them. Like, for example, Betsy DeVos, the former education secretary in the Trump administration. She had no business being education secretary because her children didn't go public schools. She was never a teacher. She had zero experience before going into the job. You know, so again, you know, the she donated a lot of money to the Republican Party, the Republican National Committee. That is why she got the job. And she, like Trump and others who think like them, want to, like, gut the Department of Education and other departments because they want, quote-unquote, smaller government. It's ridiculous, you know?
And you have to think about this as well. You know, that first sentence, like you said, the stop regulating nuclear power. People can get blown up. I mean, why anyone with a brain want to stop regulating nuclear power or toxic waste? The word toxic, doesn't that mean anything to anybody? I mean,
ask people in East Palestine, Ohio, where the train derailed and all sorts of chemicals blew up and polluted the water and the air. You know,
Absolutely. That's
a perfect example of toxic waste, whereas there was no regulation. No regulation on nuclear power. Look at Chernobyl in 1986 in Ukraine, where there was no regulation, and that happened.
Right.
Imagine that happening anywhere in the United States, but go on.
And the other thing we have to think about is the child labor laws, air pollution, the pharmaceuticals, and then food safety. Food safety is a big deal as well because if you're getting food, let's say you're importing it from China, which they could very well do if they wanted to, and there's no inspection of the beef or the chicken or whatever they're importing, you know, it could have E. coli, it could have, you know, anything, worms, it could have anything. And we, you know, as a consumer, wouldn't know it because it would be packed really pretty, wouldn't it? So these are the things that you have to think about because let's say you do eat something because the food safety, you know, regulations are gone and you eat something and you get sick and you die, you know, who do you go after for that? No, there's nobody. No one cares. Or what if, you know, 50 people get sick and they have to go into a hospital and they don't have any insurance? No one cares. You follow? So the whole thing is they're just throwing things against the wall and seeing what's going to stick. This whole thing is, I don't even know if human beings really made this up, but they did. They did. Go ahead, David. I think you were
page 144 of the document that I made states explicitly it will abolish every immigration policy. So, you know, they have no backup plan. They don't have an agenda to fix immigration policy. That's where they wipe everything clean, you know. So how can you wipe everything clean and start over with not having something as backup to say, okay, this is what we propose. This is what we want to see happen. We want to work with Democrats, you know. None of that, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, they just want to kill Mexicans and non-white people who come into the country, like the Haitians, or send them back to their slaughter, you know, because they're not white, you know? Look at the Cubans who are coming, the wet foot, dry foot policy in Florida, for example. You know, why do they have the wet foot, dry foot policy of Haitians? Why? Because there are a bunch of black people. And the Cubans are beholden to Republicans because, remember in 1980 when Ronald Reagan, the Mariel boat people, where Castro sent out the prisoners, the dregs of society, the prostitutes, the pimps, the lowlifes in the Cuban society at that time, put them all on some boats, send them off to Florida, and settled in Miami. And because I got citizenship quickly and I got all the benefits quickly, you know, the whole into Reagan and Republicans up to this day, you know, they still have the effect where, like, And because Republicans are so good at demonizing Democrats as socialists and communists, you know, where they come from, I think Democrats are like Fidel Castro and the communists there, or communism in general. You know, Democratic Party is a social democratic party, meaning we believe in equality, we believe in women's rights, we believe in an inclusive tent where everybody can come, You know, if you all worship a cow, you can worship a cow. If you all worship God or Allah, whoever, you're welcome in the Democratic Party. Unlike the Republicans, who, you know, Judeo-Christian is the way to go, you know, and for anything else, including being an atheist, is a sin and you go to hell. This is how these people on the right operate and think. And it's dangerous. And the roots are any candidate. Their agenda doesn't leave room for different candidates to express other plans. The Heritage Foundation is one of the most influential conservative organizations in the country. So any potential candidate knows the message is clear. Get on board or you will not win. A new GOP administration would be stocked with climate deniers, fossil fuel executives, investors, and lobbyists to carry out the plans when all of government and society respond. The response is needed to address the climate crisis, create flexible communities and infrastructure, and accelerate the green transition. So again, the beholden to the oil companies that don't believe in transitioning to alternate fuel and alternate energy and the green transition, the want to get rid of the Biden's infrastructure program. And again, they don't have nothing in replacement of it because we need infrastructure really badly in this country. So bridges breaking down, people dying. We've seen roads needing fixing, you know, all sorts of things. Well, the GOP, they don't believe in any of that. You know, if it don't make money, then they don't want to make any part of it. So this will not happen if Project 2025 has a chance to be implemented. There's a war being waged against our children and grandchildren's future. You know, believe it or not, you know, climate change is real. And if we continue destroying the earth, like, you know, taking out regulations and gutting the FDA and the EPA and organizations like that, then we're not going to have an earth soon, or we're not going to have an America soon, because everything will just be reduced to basically crap because the environment is so bad with toxic air that we breathe, water will be scarce, you know, all that good thing. You know, Miami and New York falling down because the weather is so bad, you know, climate change, where, you know, in the world now, we see it where people who never had hurricane having hurricane, those who never had earthquake having earthquakes, you know, so the whole climate thing is all screwed up because, you know, we didn't take care of the planet. It's falling apart on us and modern nature hitting back. So the main points are the Project 2025. We'll go to 10 at a time because there's enough to cover here. Or should we go one at a time and speak about them?
I'm sorry. Can I go back for a minute? Okay. Because I don't think we touched upon this. Not that I heard. Maybe I missed. In page 331, describing abolishing Title IX and other student protections, Title IX promotes equal access to education and equal treatment in schools. They seek to end the Department of Education, instead forcing children into religious-based charter schools for indoctrination. Chapters 12 and 13 serve as a giant cash grabs for big money interests in oil and energy. They seek to dismantle clean water, air, and energy safeguards. Chapter 18 seeks to limit workplace protections enforced by the Department of Labor. Making government political, civil servants come from all walks of life, from conservative Georgia and liberal California. They span the gambit of political affiliations from the two main parties to independent, green, libertarian, and everything in between. These civil servants put aside their political agenda to do their jobs in the service of their country. Project 2025 seeks to change that within the political litmus test for government service. It aims to replace the experts and the experience with political agendas destroying the government's ability to serve its people. Did you get into rules for any candidate, David? Did you get into that?
Yeah, that's the next thing that's on the list here.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the agenda doesn't leave room for different candidates to express other plans. Like, for example, Republicans, they're all, you know, lock, stock, and barrel going along, even though they claim that they agree with Donald Trump. When they're asking the last debate, if Donald Trump becomes a nominee, would you support him? All of them said yes, even Chris Christie, who blasting them to pieces now, which he should, you know. So is that a get in line, you know, when time comes, even though they vehemently disagree with Donald Trump and, you know, slight disagreements with each other, you know, and that's the difference between the two parties. Democrats will disagree, and it always haunts Democrats come election time because, you know, we can't agree on things. We look like we're in shambles and what have you. But Republicans, even though it's dangerous, you know, for America, like, you know, they want to privatize Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, blah, blah, blah. You know, they come together and say, yes, we're a united party, we're putting on a united front. Vote for us, and this is what we're going to do. You know, so if nobody gets in line, then they won't reach anywhere in the primaries. And, you know, to me, like replacing one dick with a different kind of dick isn't going to change anything in the House. We're one DNA test from a Jerry Springer show. That's according to John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania. And he's right, you know. There's so much kooks and right-wing lunatics in the House and the Senate that all that needs to change because the gerrymandering, the pandering to corporations and wealthy individuals, and it's like those who have the money are buying influence while the people who voted these people in don't have any say because money talk and bullshit walks. So John Fetterman is right when he made that point. So the few main points of Project 2025, they want to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. And as we all know, access to medicines and treatment innovations, Inflation Reduction Act policies are expected to have a positive impact in the long run, you know, and Joe Biden signed it into law, as we all know, and it protects innovation. And it's just a good thing, really. You can go to the whitehouse.gov and see what it is all about. As August 16, 2022, Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law, making the most significant action Congress has taken on clean energy and climate change in the nation's history. And when he signed it, it redefined America's leadership in confronting the existential threat of a climate crisis and set forth a new era of American innovation and ingenuity to lower consumer costs and to drive the global clean energy economy forward. So everybody else in Europe, like Germany is one of the countries, and Denmark is the next country, who's way ahead in terms of green energy, you know, and America is just still stuck on oil. Foreign oil, you know, is like a drug that we can't get rid of, you know. So the White House have a guidebook that provides an overview of the clean energy climate mitigation and resilience, like agriculture and conservation-related investment programs that Biden, the Inflation Reduction Act, would include, and, you know, how the funding will go and for what activities will be put forward and how to pay for it and everything. You know, so the Inflation Reduction Act is something good in the long term, because we have to catch up with Europe and the rest of the world. Even some nations in Africa are sort of transitioning from, you know, depending on oil to going green. And I think that's the way to go. It's better for the environment. And, you know, in the long run, fossil fuel just destroy the climate. We need to get off of that. Okay, so you want to go back to the rules of the candidate. Go ahead, Lori.
Yeah, I do, because I want to emphasize a few things that I think that maybe are important. So what they're trying to do, what they will try to do is their agenda will not leave room for different candidates to express other plans. The Heritage Foundation is one of the most influential. I know. I just want to express. Can I just organize the country? Yeah. So any potential candidate knows the message is clear. So you either go with their messaging if they allow you to run, get on board, or will not run for office. That's basically how they're going to do it. So they will pick
fall in line.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Fall in line.
Yeah, fall
pick in the candidate. You know, so we can't let this project happen or even give it a chance, lament it, because, well, like you said, there will be war, civil war in the country. Nobody wants anything like this. And then, you know, everyone's children and grandchildren will suffer. They will absolutely suffer. We cannot allow this to happen. So let's go on to number two. This talks about the census. What kinds of questions to ask and how will have a long-lasting effects on the statistics used to divide up congressional seats and electoral college votes. Redraw voting risk districts for every level of government. So in other words, they're going to figure out how to see who lives where, who's a Republican, who's a Democrat, who's an independent, and then they will redistrict them so they can keep on winning. That's basically how I
do it. Gerrymandering. So gerrymandering, basically. Make it look like a gerrymander.
It's just a gerrymandering plan. Absolutely. And then conservative
And that
group.
Is why... Wait. And that is why the pat the court so much when Trump was in, you know, when Mitch McConnell put forward all those judges and Trump just packed the courts and everything, from the Supreme Court to the lower courts and everything. So for years to come, you know, if they implement this plan, God forbid, a Republican wins the White House and set the oath of office in January 2025, you know, that they want to redraw congressional seats. It's all gerrymandered, because remember, before the last election, Florida, through Ron DeSantis, and not through the House and the Senate of Florida, the state, the state House and the state legislature. DeSantis went over everybody and made, drew himself personally, three new congressional districts in Florida, which was favor heavily Republicans. And the courts, the federal courts said, no, you can't do that. That's illegal. That's wrong. You have to redraw the map. He said, fuck you, judge, whatever. I'm governor. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to do it. You know, and that is why, you know, Republicans, you know, got a win and have a majority in the House of Representatives now, because three seats in the Florida delegation is gerrymandered. One in Alabama, I think three in Georgia, and a couple more elsewhere. I don't remember where. I don't have the list with me now. And one of those gerrymandered districts is the 14th Congressional District in Georgia, which is Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know? So even though she's going out of shenanigans and everything, and she was called out to be censored, and the congresswoman from Pennsylvania, I think it was, called her out and a whole laundry list of things from Jewish space lasers to other, you know, atrocious things, calling for the death penalty for former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for being traitorous, you know, all sorts of derogatory things about Joe Biden. You know, no matter what she say, she will be voted out in Congressional District 14 because it's so heavily gerrymandered towards her and Republicans. You know, so this is what Democrats are trying to take out. And Democrats have said, hey, why not set up an independent commission made up of three to five people, one Democrat, one Republican, the rest independent, so they can, you know, legally and honestly draw up different congressional districts where, you know, it's not so gerrymandered on either side, and people have a real say and a real choice in who to choose for their congressional representatives in elections every 2 to 4 years. And Republicans are against that because Republicans know that independents nowadays make up the majority of the voting bloc, and they're going out such rubbish now that independents slowly but surely coming over to the Democratic side, you know?
Yes, they are.
You know, I mean, that has to be put in consideration, you know, where, you know, on every level of government, even state house level, the legislative level, the state senate, you know, Republicans in Florida doing the same thing, drawing up maps that benefit Republicans and taking out minorities in terms of black people, Jewish people, ethnic people, you know? And I find it preposterous, really, that they want to have a census question to ask, you know, like, you know, if you're legal or if you're illegal. Nobody has that right to ask that question. You know,
they don't
want to, like, go off of that, based off of that, and, you know, allow Homeland Security or ICE to go in there and get people and deport them. Because, like you say, the prison industrial complex is a big money-making thing in America. You know, 6.7% of the population are made up of black men. But yet still, you know, a lot of black men are in prison, you know, because of these... draconian laws, you know, the drug laws, for example. You know, so the Republicans, they're crazy people. They're racist, they're evil, they're spiteful, they're vengeful, they're vindictive. And we cannot allow them to go and win the White House, much less a majority in Congress or the statewide level, because if that happens, we're doomed. It's not only on the federal level, but also down the ballot with statewide races, local races. We have to win. And I don't care what anybody said that. Oh, you know, when you're running for a judgeship, you need a Democrat or a Republican. But when you see the agenda and pamphlets of these people running for judges, you can kind of tell who is who, you know?
Of course.
And that is why this show is here to help explain who is who in terms of judgeships and everything, because, you know, you may like this person. It's, oh, yeah, they're a sweet person, and they've been in politics long, and, you know, they're churchgoers and blah, 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 have the perfect family, so to speak. But when you look what their platform is, it's all against you economically and socially, you know?
Absolutely. You know, the other thing is, we know that the only way Republicans can win is by cheating. That is the only way. And they're gerrymandering. And, you know, not allowing certain people to vote and moving the poll places, all of that. They've been doing it for
years. Closing the moan.
They can win.
Or closing the moan.
And they know that. So let's go on to the next. Conservative groups want the next census to ask for citizenship status of every person living in every household in the United States. That, I don't think, is even legal. That's nobody's business, in my opinion. And that is over.
Yeah, they want to make a list, a mass list of people who are not Americans. So with the Homeland Security having the Patriot Act, you know, you can spy on people, basically, and make a list of, oh, you're not a citizen, let's put, you know, let's spy on to see what you're up to in terms of being on your computer, where you work, you know, where you live, you know, just make build a record on you, a case file on you, you know, and possibly deport you. Well, not possibly, No, no one to deport you, especially if you're a non-white person.
Yeah. No, you'd end up in first, and once you go through that, then you do get deported. Yes, you know, because that's their basic. That's their basic plan.
And I don't know if you ever hear about Chrome in Florida. Chrome is a private prison in Florida owned by Jeb Bush and his belated dead mother Barbara Bush.
Yes, they own it.
And they made so much millions from that. And there are other private prisons all across the country.
Probably billions by now.
Yeah, they make billions. Yeah. Hundreds of millions of dollars. The prison industrial complex, some serious money. So fourth point here is register teachers and librarians who provide any such material to children as sex offenders, thus destroying their livelihood. So you go to the library, whether it's at a school or a public library, and there are all types of books. You know, you read books that explore, expand your mind and, you know, explore, you know, whatever, you know, like expose to different thinking, depending on the writer, depending on the genre of book and everything. Reading is a good thing because, you know, you can't, these Christian fundamental fanatics, let us read one book mainly, which is the Bible. And to me, the Bible is just a work of fiction and fantasy, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, cool that you read the Bible and believe in your Bible, but like I said on the top of the show, not everybody believes in the Bible. They have different religions, and some people are even atheists who don't believe in a deity. So how can you go to a library, whether a public library or a school library, and say, oh, this book is bad because, oh, you know, it's promoting homosexuality or it's promoting, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not in line with their thinking based on the Bible. That's not...
And the other thing...
It's an infringement on First Amendment.
And the other thing is, what right do they have to register the teachers and the librarians? I mean, what right do they have? They don't have a right to register you. I mean, who do these people think they are?
As a sex offender, because they have those books.
That's what I'm trying to say. What right do they have? They don't have any right to do that. You know, as you know, to register you as a sex offender. No, they don't. And the sad part is that you don't even know which books are the ones. And who? Okay, I'm going to say this too. And who are they to tell us, tell anyone what you can and cannot read, what you're interested in, or what you're not interested in, what you enjoy and what you don't enjoy? They have no right whatsoever to go into a public library, pay by tax dollars, our tax dollars, and tell us what the hell we can and cannot read. That's bullshit.
What because, for example, 50 Shades of Grey, you know, that's what dictators do. 50 Shades of Grey would be in a public library, for example. And, hey, if somebody picked it up to read it, then, you know, it's their choice. You're going to, like, you're going to be the librarian Nazi who, you know, you go in there and say, oh, this 14-year-old child reading this book, you know, which may not be age-appropriate. You know, but that's censorship. And Republicans always saying that, oh, you know, believe in freedom and what have you and liberties. But that's censorship. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right for a 14-year-old child to read 50 Shades of Grey, you know, but
no, it is.
It's his parents' responsibility, not the state.
Yes, and that's exactly what I was going to say, that it's the parents' responsibility for what they read. It's the parents' responsibility, you know, look at on the internet, you know, if they look at TikTok or Instagram, whatever they, you know, whatever they're into on the internet, that is the parents' responsibility to take care of, to check on and to allow or disallow or give them limits. And I really think 50 Shades of Grey would probably be in an adult section anyways in a library. That's my thought. But they still do not have the right to tell anyone what they can or cannot read, they're interested in or not interested in. That's just wrong, and it's
garbage.
Government overreach. Go on to the next.
Yes. Okay, excluding critical race theory from public schools, all public schools. If you ask any of these goons and idiots, what is critical race theory? They have no idea what it is. So let me just tell you what critical race theory is. A set of ideas holding that racial bias is inherent in many parts of Western society especially in its legal and social institutions, on the basis of their having been primarily designed for and implemented by white people. You know, so nobody's teaching that in public schools. The only place it's being taught is in law school. What are these people going on about critical race theory? And the media is another one who pushes this thing, especially Fox News, which is not, you know, real media. They have no idea what the hell it means, critical race theory. No public school is teaching that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Hmm? It is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely no reason for it, once again. Yeah. And the other thing is that they not understand how schools run anyways, because, you know, they all have, They all the teachers have their plans that are given to them of what they're supposed to teach for their school year. Let's say it's the fifth grade. They have their curriculum, and they have so many goals that they have to meet through the public education system. And critical race theory is not one of them. It's not one of them. Bottom line, it is not. Especially in grade school and middle school and high school. If they want to learn about that in college, let them. Who cares?
Once again, it's not taught in colleges. It's taught in law school. Just law school.
Right. What I'm saying, David, if someone wants to take a book and read it in college or read about it, let them read about it. What does it matter? That's what I'm trying to say. Not that they're taught it. If they want to read about it when they're in college, when they can understand what it is, okay, fine. If you don't want to, don't. But don't say you can't do something. It's just not their business. It's, once again, government overreach. And that is not small government. Number six. Let's rule any affirmation of a trans child's gender to child abuse. Once again, that is not their child. They don't live with that child. They didn't, you know, they didn't take care of that child. They didn't give birth to that child. So why do they care about that? It's none of the damn business. They and you know, out these children and make them feel like they don't belong in society. This is why we have such a messed up society, because of people like this that want to take people that are a little bit different or are going to be different for whatever reason and ostracize them. It's wrong, and it's overreach of government once again.
Because I remember a couple months back. A couple months back, I remember a caller calling in. I don't know if it was Minnesota Mike. He's a Christian and all. Hello, Minnesota Mike, if you're listening. And he was saying that California and Gavin Newsom and the California legislature actually give the choice to a 13-year-old to have a sex change operation. And that's not the case because, one, there's a law in California that says you have to go through rigorous psychoanalysis and talk to a shrink, and you have to be 18 years or older to make that decision. The parents can't make it for you. The child at 13, 14 years old can't make it for them. Make it for themselves, that decision. You know, so the propaganda that's on this issue, you know, spewed by the right wing, you know, and the mainstream media picking it up and running with it, even though they know it's a lie, but because it generates so much talk and is a hot button issue, you know, instead of mainstream media educate the people who are listening and watching them, you know, they jump on this Fox News bandwagon saying, oh yes, you know, they want to change a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy, or, you know, you're non-binary, meaning, you know, one day it could be, you know, you can think like a boy and next day, you know, you want to be a girl. I mean, all that, you know, and again, you know, it may be weird to me or you or whoever out there, but that's person's life, you know, and who are we to judge people based on, you know, how they want to run their life, their personal life, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and to change your sex and having to make that decision and then going
mm-hmm.
through with it has
mm-hmm.
got to be a challenge that none of us can even begin to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a little empathy as well.
Mm-hmm.
These people do not have... They only have government
mm-hmm.
overreach. And I'm going to keep
mm-hmm.
saying it. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go on to number 7.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to ban anyone under 18 from using social media without parental consent. Okay, so TikTok is problem. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever else. Why is our Republicans and right wingers so obsessed? Because, first of all, for example, TikTok, Democrats and Generation Z and millennials are far ahead in terms of knowing how to work TikTok and use it as a political
mm-hmm.
tool. And the reason why
mm-hmm.
Republicans want to ban TikTok, for example, they're saying this thing about, oh, you know, China is spying on you when you use TikTok. No, that's not the case. Democrats are using it effectively to reach out to Generation Z and millennials, and
mm-hmm.
it's working. And because Republicans can't get a foothold on TikTok, they want to ban it. You know, so
mm-hmm.
that's the whole thing right there in the discussion where, you know, social media is a big tool that worked for Barack Obama right up to the last
mm-hmm.
election. And I hate it because
yes.
I can't capitalize on it and I can't use the propaganda to
mm-hmm.
brainwash people or try to tell them lies, because people have all sorts of information out there. You know, you can get it from multiple
mm-hmm.
sources, whatever Republicans say or even Democrats say. And say, oh, okay, so this guy is for strengthening the Affordable Care Act, Joe Biden. What are Republicans
mm-hmm.
for? Oh, you know, you Google something or whatever, you know, source you get from. And basically, in a nutshell, Republicans saying, oh, yeah, we'll abolish Obamacare, but trust us, elect us first, and then after we abolish Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, we'll put in something. You can't
mm-hmm.
work like that, Republicans, because people laugh in your face and say you're stupid, you know? And that's why they hate social media. Yeah, we'll have a call.
Other...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a call. Let's
thing...
pause a minute and take this call. Yeah, another thing. Go ahead, Lori.
Hey, everybody.
I'm okay. Hey, Eric, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Good.
Yeah, we're just going over the Project 2025 agenda by Silly Republicans and Right Wing and Heritage Foundation. You know, what do you think? I don't know if you read the document. It's over 1,000 pages. So, you know, just going through them.
I'm going through some of it now. Do we have Susie, Elaine here?
Oh,
no.
That couldn't be with us tonight.
Okay, yeah.
No,
Go ahead. Yeah, you know what? The thing about it is this, is that a lot of the things that are proposed ideas that are within this are a lot of things that Republicans have been saying for a while. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if they included the cutting the Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security stuff in here. If it's there, I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
but I mean, if it's not there, I'm going to... Okay, yeah, we're going to be going, because this is really just an extension of what Republicans talked about for years. I mean, this is really just an
mm-hmm.
extension of the playbook of Reagan, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Gingrich,
mm-hmm.
Giuliani, McCain, Romney, Trump, McConnell, and, you know, Rick Scott,
mm-hmm.
MAGA
mm-hmm.
and non-MAGA Republicans alike. And
mm-hmm.
you know what? This project actually brings something to the light, and I'll tell you this. I might get disagreement over this, because I've gotten disagreement over the things that I said that were beneficial, the things that we got from the Trump presidency from 2016
mm-hmm.
to 2020. Including the victories we've got in the 2018 midterms, 2020 presidential election, things like that. Here's what I have to say about that. That I'll say this. If Trump is lucky enough to win the next election and the Republicans are lucky enough to maintain their House and somehow get better control of the Senate, yes, we know it's going to be a complete disaster. It's going to be a complete catastrophe, to say the least. But I will
mm-hmm.
say this. I'm not 100% a believer in the idea that something has to get worse in order for it to get better. I thought people would have seen that after George Bush. I thought they would have seen it after the first Donald Trump term. I'll say this. If they happen to get control of the government again and they go through with some of those things that they're proposing, the only one benefit I can see out of that is that if they go through with some of those things, I think more and more of the voters and more of the public, especially, you know, independents who lean one way or the other, that they'll wake up and they see that these things are bad, and maybe that's going to encourage some non-voters to vote, and most of them are probably going to start voting Democrat. And if they actually win and they go through with those things, we can be able to look at those people and tell them, hey, this is what we told you, this was the danger. We told you this would happen, and this is why we promote vote blue no matter who. Because none of those things are in the agenda for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. None of those things were in the agenda when Nancy Pelosi was speaker. None of those things are in Chuck Schumer or Bernie Sanders' agenda. Obama didn't have any of that. And so I can tell those people, like, hey, we warned you about this. This is why we told you that it's probably not a good idea to vote for them. And so if you care about your Social Security, if you care about your Medicare, your Medicaid, if you care about being able to use the Internet freely and anybody of any age could use social media pretty much, then it's probably a better idea that you don't let those people get to office.
Yeah, the thing is, Eric, is this project is basically, they've been working on it, I don't know if you heard, for 18 months. So, and there, all these conservative groups have put a lot of time, effort, money into this. And this plan is very intricate. We're just going over the basics. It's 1,000 pages, and they do want to do this. They are going to do this. They said that they're going to implement this. So they will destroy everything, you know, all our, you know, the Department of Energy and all, you know, we went through all this already, but all these different departments. And then let's say it's a major fail, we have another election, and then the Democrats get back in. They have to start all over again, Eric. And that's the thing. You know, it's 4 years of torture, and then how many years to build it back? You know, and in the meantime, we suffer.
Well, and you know what? And this is where I'm half and half on terms of how do we, you know, it's one thing that we can fight, obviously, to avoid that. And, yeah, with the scenarios that we have in front of us, we know that it's best that Biden gets reelected. And, I think that I'm not necessarily an advocate for people having to suffer in order for more people to wake up. It's just that I don't know how much lower the Republicans can sink. And as we talked about this before, I mean, yeah, the fall of the Republican Party really started when Richard Nixon basically made himself more prominent and he got elected. The Republican Party before him stood for at least a lot of the right things. Eisenhower, the last good Republican president this country had. You know, Nixon, and then it got worse under Ford. Well, it was about the same under Ford. It got worse with Reagan and then the Bushes, and now we have Trump. And it's like, I don't know how much lower they have to sink in order for people to wake up and say this isn't right.
Agenda has been authored by 50 conservative-leaning groups. You know, it's the Heritage Foundation. There's think tanks. I mean, this is like a well-oiled machine right now. It's not like they haven't given it thought, because they have given it thought. It's a plan that they are going to implement if they take power. That's what they're going to do. And they will only have the president will have all this authority, and the rest of it has disappeared. You know, the Department of Justice is gone. So that's what we're trying to stress, that we have no choice but to win the next election, because if we don't, it's to our demise. It really is.
And I don't want to politicize the Justice Department. Want to get rid of the Department of Education, Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, the State Department. You know, and it's just ridiculous. You know, they want smaller government. Yes. But to get rid of all those departments, they want to get rid of the FDA, the CDC, That's preposterous. That's crazy. That's madness. Mm-hmm. And a big thing since Barry Goldwater days is they want to, you know, all public unions, they want to bust them, meaning, you know, the propagandize the unions and make them go belly up. You know, we can't allow that to happen because we've seen what's happening in the South, in Arkansas, in Louisiana, in Mississippi, where they're using child labor. You know, imagine you're a 14-year-old kid, you know, you may come from a poor family, and a 14-year-old kid, all regulations are moved for hiring somebody under 18, and they can pay them little to nothing. You know, child get hurt, you know, let them work all night in with dangerous equipment, get hurt, you know, and there's no regulation to say. And then the next day, they have to go to school, and they're so tired from working all night that they sleep, so they don't get a proper education. They want to take out meals. You know, some children get fed once a day with the school lunch programs. They want to get rid of that. How cruel and evil is that, really? You know, these people are atrocious, really.
And then going into the union, I mean, look at what we have right now. We have the UAW that's on strike, has been on strike. And the reason that they are on strike is because many of these people gave, not many, these employees gave concessions going back to 2008. And these corporations, the big three, GM, Stellantis, and Ford, are making billions of dollars. GM just made $3 billion in the third quarter. And they're saying that they can't afford to give their employees a raise. They can't afford to give them their pensions. They can't afford to give them good health care. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford to give their executives $20 million a year, which equals $20,000, you know, a week or something like that. It's ridiculous. So this is why we need unions. So when you don't have unions, no one will ever get a raise. No one. They won't have to, you know, because there's no pressure on anybody. So
I saw the video where someone came out and told the public that, you know, obviously he was saying, this is why Trump is not. Yeah, and he basically was saying that. Oh, I'm sorry, wait. I'm sorry, now can you hear me?
Yeah, now.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Basically, Sean Fain, when he was on the news, and he was basically saying, we haven't seen Trump once. He's not come here to support us. When Trump came out recently and said that he talked to UAW workers, he was lying and pretending as though he was talking to them like he was supporting them. In reality, he was basically telling them that, again, like just like Tim Scott and the other Republicans were re-quoting Ronald Reagan's quote, that you strike, you're fired. So he's telling them that he does not support what they're doing. He will not negotiate a pay raise for them if he's elected president. Biden is at least telling them, we're going to negotiate a pay raise for you. We've already negotiated a pay raise for over 200,000 construction workers. We also, part of the CHIPS Act was about onshoring 350,000 jobs. It was actually over 1 million jobs. I'd say 1.1 million. 800,000 of those jobs were manufacturing jobs that were brought back overseas. So that was 600,000 on top of the 200,000 that Trump had outsourced in 2017, 2018. And so this is where the Democrats have to get better with their messaging and tell the public, hey, we're bringing back all these jobs and we're trying to give people the raises. Republicans want to keep outsourcing your jobs, and they're telling you that you shouldn't strike and that you don't deserve to get paid higher, but let these companies continue to make their billions and billions in these quarter years and whatnot. This is what Democrats have to press on. And I think once we really step the message on that, once we really put our foot on the gas pedal on that one, we should look better and better.
Yes. They want to use the army for border protection. They're using the excuse that drugs coming over illegally, which it's happening, yes, because of the Mexican drug cartels. They expound the problem or the blow it out of proportion, saying, look at the fentanyl coming across the borders. That wasn't happening when Trump was there. It wasn't happening when George W. Bush was there, Clinton, whomever else. You know, they're just blowing it out of proportion. When a Democrat is in, that got to these wedge issues. They have no proof that, you know, oh, during the Biden presidency, X amount coming over the borders, killing our American children, you know. So during the 1980s, when the CIA knowingly, you know, distributed drugs in LA and everything, that was no problem. Mm-hmm. But when it started affecting white kids now, it's a problem. You know, and where did the CIA get the drugs from? Mexico, from Colombia, from wherever else? It wasn't a problem because, you know, black people and black kids especially were suffering from it. But it hit the white community. So, oh, no, it's a problem now. When Democrats are in, it's even a bigger problem. Blown out of proportion. Mm-hmm. What's your take, Lori?
Yeah, I mean, they cannot use – the Army is to protect our country from invasion or war, that sort of thing. You don't use the Army for border protection. You know, it's just something that you don't do. And they use it, and it's only an excuse. Because what it boils down to is they do not want immigrants to come into this country. That's what it all boils down to. That's it. Fair, you know, bottom line.
And everybody here is an immigrant. The only true Americans or Native Americans who are on this land first. And because of, you know, the exterminating them when they were expanding west with disease and slavery, and Native Americans had it so bad that some even committed suicide. And some even died from diseases, you know, like syphilis and chicken pox and smallpox and whatever else, brought by the European Americans who, you know, came to America to settle from outside of Europe because of religious persecution mostly. You get what I'm saying? So they're talking both sides of the mouth, really. Like, oh, yeah, this is our country, this is our land. No, it's Native American land, bitch. And you came here and you stole it. You know, so, you know, to hell with you, you know. Yeah, I mean, the Native Americans have it hardest in the United States. Now it's the Mexican terms. And, you know, this whole xenophobia that's happening within the Republican Party, I don't understand how Tim Scott and Nikki Haley could run, I'm not sure if they're members of the Republican Party, because the Republican Party hate people like them. You know, it's just mind-boggling how blind and stupid they are. And Nikki Haley, that's not her real name. Why should I use her real name? Because she know if she run in any election with her real name, she won't win because Republican voters hate immigrants. You know? Mm-hmm. She was born here, but her parents are Indian immigrants.
You're breaking up for some reason, David. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why. I have no idea why, but, you know, I'm speaking as clearly as I possibly can. And, you know, another thing that Republicans and right-wingers want to do is put military recruiters in secondary schools and address discouraging people from signing up in the military. They claim to love the military, you know, but yet still Tommy Tuberville, who never served a day in the military, blocking 300 people from being appointed. You know, so again, the hypocrisy of these people is like breathtaking. Tommy Tuberville, who was just a shitty football coach in college level, you know, and hasn't lived in Alabama for years, but in Florida, and yet still Alabama voted for him to be their U.S. senator. I mean, God, you know, what will it take for these people to learn? Imagine if a war break out now. You know, Taiwan is fighting off and resisting China from invading them. We need these military personnel to make decisions on behalf of the United States to protect our interests in Taiwan. You know, with Ukraine, you know, we need these people to help and, you know, advising Ukrainians what to do, give them weapons to fight back against the invading Russians. You know, so these Republicans, I just fear that, you know, they're on the take of Putin and the Kremlin, meaning they get them a month of check or so, you know, for doing what they're doing now, because this is not patriotic. You know, this is troublesome. And, you know, when they worship people like Kyle Rittenhouse, he's not a hero. When they martyr Ashley Babbitt, you know, she got what she deserved. She tried to break into the Capitol. She got shot. You know, you're trying to break in there toward Democratic politicians and possibly murder them. So you're no martyr, Ashley Babbitt. And Michael Flynn, he was Trump's national security advisor. He's not a patriot. Mm-hmm. He may have served, but he's not a goddamn patriot. He was a double agent, a Russian asset within our government. You know, so Jesus Christ, get it together, right, wingers.
Let's go on to the next one. You're still breaking up, David. I can't really make out everything you're saying.
There's some noise in the background. It's really annoying.
But
go ahead.
Require all kids to take a military aptitude test. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? If they have no interest in going into the military, why do they have to take a military aptitude? Really?
The poor kids from the poorer families and less affluent families can go as fodder, while their kids go to Ivy League schools and not have to go to war. Mm-hmm. I saw with Trump, Captain Bone Spurs, you know, where, he got 5 or 6 deferments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's been
mm-hmm.
forever. Mm-hmm. Even the Vietnam War, you know, they were all getting mm-hmm. deferments for Spurs, you know, or my knee hurts or whatever it is, because mm-hmm. they were wealthy. You know, that's just how it mm-hmm. went in the Vietnam War as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The next one is they want to throw all trans people out of the military.
Mm-hmm. And trans people have played a pivotal role in the protection of the United States. Some are highly decorated, you know, the act as snipers in Desert Storm, Desert Shield, what have you, you know. They have the brothers back. So why are Republicans so transfixed on a person's that a person was a woman but now is a man, or vice versa? Again, you know, why is it their business? It's none of their business. America's being protected. America's interest is being protected.
Right. So if they're doing their job as a military, you know, working in the military, being in the military,
mm-hmm.
if they're doing their
mm-hmm.
job, why the hell do they care? They are not in their space. They're not bothering them.
Mm-hmm.
They are serving their country. They are patriotic. They love their country, or else they wouldn't be doing it. So why do they want to punish as well? Because
because I don't know what's in their pants. Because Republicans don't know what's in their pants. I want to know.
Yeah.
You know, they want to know what's in their pants. Which is none of their business.
No.
You know?
No.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is to use special forces in the United States. For what reason?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason for that?
Oh, I'm being sarcastic when I say this, but to get Antifa and to get Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. you know, that Green Beret is going in there, getting these people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
getting the LGBTQ community, for example, you know, mm-hmm. special forces, Green Beret. Can you imagine a Green Beret doing an operation, you know, bursting into people's homes?
Some of the Green Beret, you know, may be gay, you know, maybe, you know, a transgender. I mean, really? I mean, who thinks of these things? Who are these people? I would love to meet them. It's just crazy.
No, I wouldn't want to meet them. If I do meet them, I must probably spit in their faces because it's so broad, this thing.
It wouldn't be a nice meeting, but it would be an mm-hmm. interesting meeting. And I'm not saying I wouldn't throw anything at them, okay?
Yeah, I'd spit in the face, trust me. So the next point is investigate the Afghan evacuees we rescued from the Taliban. So again, they're not white people from Europe.
Right.
And, you know, they believe that all Afghans and people from that side of the world who are predominantly Muslim are suspect because they're not Christian and they're brown people. You know, so the maybe terrorists are undercover terrorists, but don't speak English, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. So again, xenophobia come into play.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Put unaccompanied minors who cross the border in tent camps.
Mm-hmm.
A good solution, doesn't it? That's a wonderful.
Yeah, that's what Israel. That's what Israel is doing to Palestinians now. Putting them in tents while bomb the shit out of Gaza.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you know, these miners are coming across because they have no place else to go. Maybe they lost their parent or their aunt or their uncle or their someone mm-hmm. that they were coming, you know, across with, and they want to put mm-hmm. them in tent camps. Well, do you remember when the orange one was president and he mm-hmm. put those trees in, put the children in cages? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
In cages. So this mm-hmm. is a much different. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. It's appalling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
16.
Oh, yeah, so make it hard to get asylum. So you could seek a political asylum because your government, whether from Central America or South America, mm-hmm. For example, right. in Chile, when Pinochet was president and the dictator there, those were aligned with Allende, who was mm-hmm. a socialist. They were, you know, ended, executed. You know, and so people up to now have reverberation where people who didn't agree with Pinochet and were pro-Allende, you know, they had to flee and are still fleeing because the politics there are so corrupt and bad
mm-hmm.
that, you know, is a divide and conquer thing where Pinochet was a right-wing darling, Allende was, you know, a quote-unquote communist. No, he wasn't. Mm-hmm. He was a socialist. Communism and socialism are two different things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the CIA went in there and murdered man, Allende, and the claim he committed suicide. He was on his way to the airport to flee because Pinochet was backed by the CIA, gave him guns, gave him ammunition, and gave him the manpower he needed to overthrow Allende. And so when Pinochet went in there, he did atrocities mm-hmm. like, you know, people who disagreed with him and were pro-Allende, mm-hmm. put them in planes, carry them up 60,000, 70,000 feet, and throw them off the plane without parachutes. That's one of the punishments that Pinochet did to political dissidents. You know, and America still back Pinochet in Chile for years, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So, and in Panama, for example, when Noriega was there, it was a transshipment port. The CIA used the Panama Canal and, you know, as a transshipment port. The Colombian mm-hmm. drugs, you know, got through the Panama Canal to come to America to distribute in the mostly black depressed communities, inner cities across America. You know, and when the dictator for Panama, Noriega, fell out of line and fell out of favor with George Bush Sr. And they went after him because he knew too much and he was getting too big for his britches. So, you know, they did what they had to do and get rid of him and put in their puppet. You know, so it's just politics being played out and everything. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not saying Democrats are innocent, you know, but...
No.
These Republicans, especially Republican presidents, bend to the will of people. You ever read this book, The Invisible Government? I don't remember who wrote it, but that's a good mm-hmm. book. I hope they make a movie out of it one of these days where, you know, not because you're president, you know, that you have power. Yeah, you have some sort of power and everything, but there mm-hmm. are certain people are so powerful behind the scenes that, you know, if the president, you know, don't go and do what they say, then, you know, by mm-hmm. any means necessary, they get rid of that person. I'm not no conspiracy theorist. The person who wrote the book worked for the CIA for many mm-hmm. years and wrote that book, you know. So, you know, I'm not one to believe in conspiracy theories, but when somebody who was years a part of the CIA and wrote a book like that, you have to take it with a grain of salt and say, hey, you know, maybe this is possible. You know, so the next thing is remove visas given to victims of trafficking unless they cooperate with law enforcement. So sex trafficking is a big problem in America and across the world, really, especially in the Middle East. And, you know, they want these victims to cooperate with law enforcement. But then again, law enforcement is so corrupt because what you find is that, you know, if they cooperate, they get killed or they just disappear from the face of the earth. Why? Because these same rich people, like the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, is doing these sex trafficking things, you know? So it's a no-win situation. What's your thought?
Yeah, it's powerful people that are doing it. And yes, if they cooperate, you're right. They'll be dead. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. So, I mean, I was going to say, I understand why they would like some of these people to cooperate. I get that, you know, because sex trafficking is a problem. It is a problem. It's a horrible thing. But, you know, to remove visas, you know, and be that they're victims of trafficking, I mean, how does that help them at all? It doesn't. It doesn't help them. It's almost them because, you know, they don't want to sacrifice their lives, you know, and that's possibly what they're going to be doing if they don't cooperate. So they need to fix that, you know.
Yeah. My question is, where is the Epstein list?
I don't know. Probably.
I mean, who knows if that's even going to come out at this point?
It's somewhere, you know. It definitely is. Okay, number 18, repeal temporary protected status, which is given to people in genuine danger while asylum proceedings take place. So these people that are in protected status right now, and they were, you know, given asylum. So if they're in danger, why can't they protect them?
Hold up a second. Lori, I wanted to ask you this right quick. I'm sorry. The list that you're reading right now, I'm going to look for that. Where exactly are you reading this from?
Oh, you know what I'll do? I can email it to you.
Okay.
Do you want?
Yeah.
Okay. I can email it to you because I can email it. No, I can email it to you. What's your email, Eric, real quick?
BrantleyEric@gmail.com B-R-I-K.
The thing is, with the repeal temporary protective status, for example, if you're a Russian spy who work on behalf of the KGB, I don't know what you call them now, the NAK, that's what you call it, and under Putin, and you want to defect, you know, there's no protection for you as a former spy for Russia, you know, so you come you know, to the United States, and you have temporary protective status. They want to remove that now, and you'll be in genuine danger because those people in the espionage world don't play. You get what I'm saying? And Putin will make no come shorter, you know, like going all out to get you. You know? You get what I'm saying, right? Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Exactly. So denying student loans, if your school allows illegal immigrants and illegal aliens to have in-state tuition to discourage students from attending those schools. So if your parents were here, come here legally, and they haven't filed for you yet, and you're of age to go to college, and because you haven't been processed, and, you know, God help you when, you know, COVID for 2 years, and there's such a bad backlog now, you know, what should that student do? You know, just sit home, do nothing, not qualified for any job. You know, you go there, you get your education, you get student loans and everything. And you've been here in the United States since you're a child, basically, because your parents, you had no choice but to come with your parents. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the immigration process is a long thing. And it's even a longer backlog thing now because of COVID. You know, so how dare these right-wingers trying to punish students who, you know, they're just trying to get an education. And you know, loans are out there for people. And it's another thing where xenophobia come into play because a lot of students from all over the world, you know, come here to get an education in the United States. You know, what are they, why are they so afraid of people getting education, you know? Are they afraid that when they do get this education, they go back to their country and they're brain drained? Or is it because of xenophobia where, you know, oh, yeah, okay, so you get an education from America, you know, but you're not a citizen, you know?
Well, you know what? Here's another thing that the Biden-Harris administration needs to talk about, and this is what Democrats have to constantly express and emphasize and repeat. The Trump himself said back in 2016, "I love the poorly educated," which is something that he said out loud that the other Republicans said in secrecy. So that's the main reason why a lot of Republicans don't like him, the Republican politicians. It's not necessarily because of the actions that he took while he was president, because, you know, the Bush-Cheney administration did a lot of the same things, as with Reagan and Nixon. However, they just don't like that he's a loudmouth and that he exposes their how they feel on the inside. And so this is what Republicans are about. The responsibility falls on the Democrats, both the politicians and the voters, but especially the politicians, to constantly let the public know, hey, Republicans don't want you to get an education because they know once you do, you're less likely to vote for them. That's why they don't support funding education. That's why they put somebody like Betsy DeVos, who's anti-public education, in charge of the public education department. There's a reason why they didn't support the funding for it. That's why a lot of Republicans are coming out and saying they want to eliminate it. And Democrats are trying to tell you, hey, we have people in our party that want to do one of two things. We're going to keep it where it's at, or we're going to expand it. If the option is between keeping it where it's at versus getting rid of it, I'd rather just keep it. So this is what we have to remind people about.
Absolutely. And they just want good, obedient workers, you know, who are uneducated with no critical thinking. That's how Republicans want it, you know?
Robots. That's all. Just robots.
So they want to make sure that Voice of America – oh, go ahead.
They just want robots to go in, do their job. You know, they're people, but like robots, go in, do your job. Question authority. You know, do not question me. If I, you know, don't ask me if I can get a raise. Don't ask me if I can get some health care. Don't ask me if I can get sick days. Or don't ask me if I can have a vacation. Because the answer is, and you are an at-will employee. So you can be fired at any time. Ask me.
And that's why I write to work. That's why right to work is a dangerous thing. They have it in Florida. They have it in Ohio. They just changed it in Michigan, where they can fire for any reason without giving you a reason why they fired you. You know, and that's not democratic. That's not. That's cruel.
Yeah, and if your manager or boss or whomever is having a bad day, you know, and they can just say, "Hey, bye, see ya, go pack your lunch and go home." What they can do,
right?
So, on to number 19, deny student loans.
No, yeah, we said that already. Number 20. We're on to number 20, Lori.
I'm sorry. Make sure the Voice of America is an appropriate propaganda tool. Make sure the Voice of America is an appropriate propaganda tool. Think about that.
Yeah, Voice of America is a radio show. That is,
yes, is
very heavily right-wing,
I want you to use it as a propaganda tool. Wow. And they also want to stop funding PBS and NPR. I wonder why. Maybe it's because they tell the truth?
Because they're free thinkers that don't fall into the line of a right-wing agenda, nor even a left-wing agenda. You know, PBS and NPR have been around for years now.
Yeah.
I think since Eisenhower days, if I'm not mistaken. You know, NPR is like the C-SPAN of radio, basically. They don't take sides, mm-hmm. and they're like sort of cut down the middle. But because, you know, they don't agree with, or if anybody who disagree with right-wing politics, they're branded mm-hmm. as a leftist. You know, they're not falling in line and everything. And public funding, NPR and PBS are important.
And don't forget, it's mm-hmm. fake news, too. It's fake news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't ever forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Remove all gender language from government materials. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much money all of this is going to cost? Where are they going to get the budget mm-hmm. to do this? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to get the budget this? They don't even want to fund...
Just start another war. That's where they're getting the money from.
Start another war. Absolutely. Because where are they going to get the money? They're not taxing corporations. I don't see anything in here about that. They're not taxing corporations mm-hmm. extra money. So they're not going to have a balanced budget because all of this stuff costs lots of money. To dismantle, you have to rebuild. It costs money to rebuild. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guarantee you, they're not going to do anything to tax corporations that are rich.
No, you're absolutely.
And then, again, another thing that the Democrats have to remind the public about is the reason why Massachusetts and these other 8 or 9 states did the free school lunch program for kids, or rather, I should say,
mm-hmm.
the way that they did it was because
mm-hmm.
they taxed the rich. They taxed them
mm-hmm.
by. And it wasn't even 30 or 20 or 15%. It was only by 4%. And as a result, they were able to get kids free lunches there. And it turns
yeah.
out that when you tax the rich, it means you can do good things for the public.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Make these people pay the fair share.
Yes, they sure do. They need to pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm.
We would have a balanced budget if they paid their fair share.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we would have. We probably have money left over, you know, buy ice cream for the world or something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they want to remove government DEI programs, fire any government employee that favors diversity. So, you know, affirmative action can help a person get a job, a gay person get a job, a Latino, you know, because, you know, we want to have people in government that, you know, reflect what society looks like. And as far as Republicans are concerned, you know, the white
mm-hmm.
person has to be in there, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they don't really care about women's equality, gay equality, immigrant equality,
no.
where everybody, you know, gets a chance to shine. And
mm-hmm.
you know, you want your company to be diverse in terms of having Latino, Asian, Caribbean, you know, different. You want to make it look like what society looks like. And Republicans
mm-hmm.
want to get rid of that, you know?
Yes. And
because
let's tell everyone what DEI stands for. It stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those are
mm-hmm.
three important
mm-hmm.
You know, and like you said, for different ages, for races, for abilities, for disabilities,
mm-hmm.
you know, for different
mm-hmm.
religions, for cultures, and for different sexual
mm-hmm.
orientations. They don't want that
mm-hmm.
either. That's a no-no.
Yeah, you know, America is more than a melting pot today. It's an ethnic salad, you know, and I have to get over the fact that, you know,
mm-hmm.
people who are not white and not Christian, they're not the enemy. Is those people mostly who built America from scratch. You know, you go
mm-hmm.
way back when, after independence
mm-hmm.
in 1776, you know, you have various people coming in at different points in our history. And you know, the Italians came, the Germans came, the Irish came, the Caribbean people came, you know? And this is who we are as a society,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the quicker they accept
yep.
that, the better everybody would be. you know.
Well, they're not.
That feel threatened that the white majority is losing its grip on power, and the fear that, you know, minorities, especially women, taking over, and I don't want that to happen. You know, it's like slowly but surely the patriarchy is being broken down, and I feel threatened by that. All that is.
Did we skip 23, David, to stop trying to prevent climate change because it is too expensive? Instead, use diplomacy to try and make everyone else stop trying to. So in other words, they do not want to address climate change. They just want their, our earth to just burn. That's all they want. And make all the money they can before it's on fire. Totally. That's what they want. And diplomacy?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? I'll offer you $1 billion. What kind of diplomacy could it be? I'll offer you $1 billion if you stop your climate change research. I mean, it sounds so ridiculous.
With developing countries, they use that as a tool, the USAID.
Of course.
So, you know, buy our oil and, you know, don't depend on green energy and alternate fuels, you know. They use diplomacy and say, hey, if we don't do that, what we said, then you're not going to get this $1 billion for infrastructure of your country, for example.
One more,
and then we'll take it up tomorrow night because we have limited time here now. So the next thing that Republican right-wing far-right wants to do is restore and broaden prohibitions on funding abortions with government money to the point where home-based NGOs would probably not be able to mention it or provide coverage to their employees. So if a woman wants to have an abortion, you know, then, you know, then they want to cut that out and everything, not use public funds. You know, and Planned Parenthood, I don't know if they get public funds or anything. Do they?
Planned
Parenthood. Yeah. Do they get public funds?
Not
some
that
places
I'm aware
do.
Of.
Okay. Yes, some places do. But the thing is, Planned Parenthood don't just perform abortions. You know,
no,
and that's what the right wing agenda is saying, or they're trying to paint that narrative that the only thing that Planned Parenthood do is provide abortions for women. And that's far from the truth, the furthest thing from the truth. You know, and again, who are you to tell a woman what she has to do with her body? Because the baby could, you know, have some sort of disease, and when it's birthed in a couple of years' time, it could die because of this disease. You know, a woman may have one or two children and don't want any more. It's her prerogative to not want to have any more children. And this lie that Republicans and right-wingers propagate that's saying, oh, you know, the woman is 9 months pregnant and then she'll have an abortion. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a total lie.
Oh.
And to put
I heard
restrictions on all circumstances where if she was raped or have incest by a family member and get pregnant, she shouldn't have that baby. It's a gift from God. That's such total horseshit.
Yeah, it is. Oh, and the best one that I heard from Mike Johnson, and this was a while back when he was questioning somebody on the floor, and he said he asked if women get abortions as the baby's coming down the birth canal. You would have seen the look on that woman's face, like, what did you just ask me? Do women get abortions while the baby's coming down the birth canal? I mean, does he know anything about birth? Does he know anything about birth?
And you know what?
No,
and see, you know what? Here's the thing about that. That brings me back to an earlier point. This is exactly why education is important. And the reason why Republicans don't want you to get an education is because they want a lot of people to be dumb, just like that person who made that comment.
Well, you know who they made that comment? Our our new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
Who made the comment.
Mm-hmm.
Scary, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But we'll have to cut it off there because you run out of time and everything. We want to thank Eric for calling in. I want to thank
that person
from the 313 error code, whoever you are. Thank you for calling in, even though you'd rather listen, you know, which is no problem because some people are shy and reserved and rather not, you know, speak on air and everything. We understand that. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll have part two tomorrow where we break down this Project 2025 program by the Heritage Foundation, 50 other right-wing think tanks. They're super wealthy and they're trying to change the landscape of America in terms of women's rights, in terms of immigration, in terms of, you know, workers' rights and everything. They're trying to bust unions. They're trying to, like, get rid of child labor laws. So we're trying to educate the public. You know, it may be long and tedious, but people don't know about Project 25. We have to educate the people about Project 25.
Yeah.
You know, you can Google it and see what it is. There are different videos on it. And we hope to make a video of it and put it on our YouTube channel. Because this is such a complicated subject. It's not black and white. There are certain gray areas in there. And Republicans are so fascistic that they want to, like, change America and mold it into the way they want it, which is extremist. And it would be a theocracy like Iran is. And America is born on the decision of freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Religion has no business in politics. So I hope people out there listen and really learn something from tonight's show. Tomorrow night we'll have part two and conclude this. And even though we'll say that, you know, you know, we're not really taking the calls, if you call, we'll, you know, accept your call and give you 5 minutes to speak and everything because people need to know about what Project 2025 is. So we'll make an educated right decision when we go to the polls in November 2024 to vote out these Republicans, not only on federal level, but statewide level and also local level, because Republicans, the evangelicals have a grip on the Republican Party, and politics and religion should not mix.
And the other thing that I want to say, if this show that we did tonight, you can go to the link or go to our website. Well, actually, you can go to the link on our Kitchen Politics 123 page. It is there. It's uploaded, and then you can listen to it, the whole thing, or if you know someone that might be interested in learning about Project 2025 and how disastrous it is, you can private message them or put it on another Facebook page. But we need to share this because Most people don't know about this, and it is something terrifying and will destroy our country and our democracy. We appreciate everyone listening, and like I said, share it, and it'll eventually be on our website as well, kitchenpolitics123.com. Everyone have a good night. Go ahead.
I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. And
all right. Good night, everybody.
And thank you, Eric. We will talk to you soon. Have a good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow, part two.
Bye.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep it down again. Oh yes, I am right. What is wisdom for? If I pay the price, but look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. Cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. If I pay the price, but look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong, I am woman, watch me grow, see me standing toe to toe, as I spread my loving arms across the land. But I'm still an embryo, with a long, long way to go, until I make my brother understand. I am